notice the message that Elisha gave. Elisha said unto him, go say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. That's what he wanted to hear, that he'd recover. Howbeit, the Lord hath showed me that he shall surely die. Elisha said, I know what you'd like to hear, that he'll recover. And I think that he did it with tongue in cheek, because Hazael doesn't want to hear that. But, of course, Ben-Hadad would want to hear that. And he says, he's not going to recover. He'll die. The Lord has shown me that. Verse 11, and he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed. Old Hazael, when he heard that, well, you can see him there. Smirk comes over his face and a smile, because he's going to become king, you see. But notice what Elisha does. And the man of God wept. And Hazael is amazed. He says, why weepest my Lord? Well, this was the man that was seeking your life. And you're weeping? He said, no, I'm not weeping for him. This is what he said. He answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire. Their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children and rip up their women with child. You see, Elisha loved his people. He loved his God. He loved the service God had given to him as a prophet. But now, this is a heartbreak, because Ben-Hadad, who'd been bad enough, but Hazael is going to be worse. Although Elijah had anointed him king, and Hazael professes that he wasn't even thinking along that line at all. Hazael said, but what is thy servant, a dog, that he should do this great thing? Now, I don't know whether he was a dog or not, he did it. And Elisha answered, the Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. And so he departed from Elisha, came to his master, who said unto him, what said Elisha to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou should surely recover. What a lie. And Elisha, that's what Elisha meant. He said, of course, he'd like to hear he's going to recover, and that's what you're going to tell him. But he's not. He's going to die. And the thing broke this man's heart. Now we have in the rest of this chapter this which is almost confusing to us, unless you have our chart and will follow along very carefully. Verse 16, in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. And we're told that he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. Why? For the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. You see why God doesn't go for mixed marriages. Now we begin to see that Israel is going down as a great nation. Libna revolts against them and succeeds. You have the death of Jehoram, and he was buried in the city of David, and Ahaziah reigned in his stead. And he became king, and Ahaziah joined Jehoram in the north, and they went against the Syrians, and Jehoram is wounded. He went back to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah when he fought. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel because he was sick. Now we see that the northern kingdom is beginning to go down. They'll shortly go into captivity.